The moment Phillies fans were waiting for, the day J.P. Crawford would be promoted again, happened a week ago today. Now, the sixth overall prospect, according to Baseball America, is just one step away from the bigs, and so let the discussion simmer about when Crawford might make his major league debut with Philadelphia. Down in Reading to start this season, Crawford batted .265 in 36 games. So far in six games in Lehigh Valley, Crawford's batting .300 with three hits in yesterday's 11-4 win over Pawtucket. The Reading numbers a bit concerning to some, questioning why he was promoted. The Lehigh Valley numbers slightly more appealing and putting to rest the debate about his promotion. But throughout the whole process, the most impressive and matured aspect of the 21-year-old Phenom's game is his approach at the plate. He's walked 36 times this year, none of them intentionally, boosting his on-base percentage more than 130 points above his season average. His current combined season OBP at both levels, AA and AAA, is 400. I spoke to JP before tonight's game, and I asked him, what makes his eye so well-trained at such a young age?
I think it's just going up there with the plan and staying within your plan. If you can't, if the pitch isn't where your plan is, I mean, you take it. And I think I just feel comfortable hitting deep in counts, so I think that's another big thing.
Is there any drills that you can do to work on your eye? It's not anything mechanically with your swing.
No, honestly. I just go up there looking for a pitch, and if it's not there, I just let it go.
How much do you then study the pitchers or the umpires in the game that maybe can affect why you have such a good eye at the plate?
It's really the umpire's zones, and if they have a tight zone, it's better for me. And if they have a big zone, I mean, you just got to change your plan up a little bit. Later in the games, I think the first AB, you start to learn their zones and whatnot, so you go from there.
Here with J.P. Crawford on the AT&T pregame show, the top prospect in the Philly system. When you're a number one pick and you're a top prospect, there's a lot of media attention. There's a lot of pressure. I remember about a week ago now, when you first came to AAA, it was a big deal. You had to do an extra media session that day, and there just seemed to be a buzz around the ballpark. How do you handle all of this media pressure for someone who is so young and hasn't played a whole lot of professional baseball?
Just don't worry about it. Don't think about it. You go out there, come here with your guys. I mean, clubhouse is fun. Come here with some of your good friends. Just try to win a game that day. Try to find a way to get better every day and just focus on that, and you'll be good.
You're a number one pick. There are a lot of people who anointed you the next superstar in the organization before you ever really played a play. Do you ever think about the expectations? Does that ever worry you or concern you?
Kind of. I mean, you got to go out there and get your work in every day, so you can't be that good that everybody thinks you could be. So just go out there every day, try to get better, find a way.
Have you ever taken any kind of or gotten any kind of coaching on how to handle the media? You seem to handle it pretty well. You keep to yourself pretty well. I know your cousin Carl is a Major League Baseball player. He plays currently in a big market. Has anyone ever told you anything about how to handle it?
Yeah, the Phillies. We went down in the offseason for a week to Philly, and we had some media training there. And some of the guys go there every year. Thankfully, they did that, and helping us out a little bit.
And you come out of high school, so the way you handle things now is just a little bit different than when you were 18-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Things have changed a lot since then.
You're wearing a Make Baseball Fun Again t-shirt. It's not the first time you've worn this shirt. You wore it when you came in here the first day you were in the Lehigh Valley. It's been a movement among younger players in professional baseball. So why join the movement? Why wear the shirt?
I just think it's the name Make It Fun Again. I mean, trying to make it a little extra ruley, I think, in my opinion. But I just think we need to let us play. Just let us play how the game should be played.
What can make it fun? Or let me ask it this way. Why is it not as fun maybe as it used to be?
I think it's just too many rules, I think. Too many rules going in about the slide and second base. Even in, I'm a middle infielder, and I personally think that they shouldn't have changed that rule. I mean, that's how the game should be played. That's how we're taught since we were little. It's going hard. And since then, I don't know. It's different now.
So you don't mind then if someone you're covering second base on a double play and somebody slides in hard with an intent not to injure you but to break up the double play?
Oh yeah, definitely. That's how the game should be played. We're taught that play the game hard, and that's one of the ways they've been trained to play is hard. So
What about where you stand on the whole celebration thing within the game? That's been a talking point with a lot of controversy. How much should you celebrate home runs, bat flips? That's a big thing about the Make Baseball Fun Again movement.
Yeah, I don't see anything that's wrong with that. I mean, we're just having fun out here. The game should be played fun. I mean, and they're trying to take all that stuff away, and I don't know. I don't agree with that.
Here with J.P. Crawford trying to make baseball fun again. Last question for you, J.P. A lot of talk about when you're going to get to Philadelphia. You're up here in AAA now for about a week and continuing to play well, if anything, hitting the ball better than you did at AA. When you hear the attention from Philadelphia and that you could be very well there in a short time, however long it may be, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't think about that at all, honestly. I mean, whenever my time comes, it will come. But until then, I'm just going to get better every day and try to help my team win the game.
Crawford, when he made his Iron Pigs debut 7 days ago, was the youngest pig in franchise history. Most expect the promotion to the Phillies to come at some point this year. The real question is when.